Okay, we're picking up the Gemara on Vav Mud Aleph. We're 10 lines from the top of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanu. We're learning a Braita, Motzes Vasecha. So similarly, the Braita is going to learn about the obligation to pay a neder on a time. So the Gemara now says, Motzes Vasecha. You have to, the whole Pasuk, we'll just read the whole Pasuk first before we darshan the whole Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Motzes Vasecha Tishmar. What comes out of your lips, you should keep, and also what you vow to Hashem as an adava, you should that you spoke with your mouth. This pasuk is right after the chiyuv of lo sa'acher l'shlomo. So now the Gemara has a drasha on all of this. Just we had like a similar way of drasha before. We learned on different drasha. Motzis vasecha, what comes out of your lips, zo mitzvah asay, that is a mitzvah asay to pay one's vow, and this lechora is to fulfill a vow that come out of your mouth. That is what we're learning from the first part. Then tishmor, you shall observe. Zo mitzvah lo sa'asay, tishmor is usually a connotation of avoiding a lav. So here also, it's avoiding negative commandment to not pay your vow. That is going to be an iser, and that lechora is obviously referring to the shalosh regalim, not just one. We learned before that it's the shalosh regalim, not just one regal. It's going to be after three regalim, it'll be over the iser deraisa of Tishmar, Ve'asisa, and you should do, Azhara le'vestin she'asucha. This is also a warning on the Beistin, that they can force you, they can make you pay your vow. That implication is that the vower is will fulfill his vow, even if he doesn't want to. That way the court can force him, they can force him to bring out his vow. Kashir nadarta, as you vowed, ze neder, offering reference to a neder. We mentioned before, neder is a harei alai korban. It's on the guy himself to bring the whole korban. That's then afkamina. We're going to mention it on today's daf about getting lost. Lashem lekecha, Hashem your God. Elu chatos v'ashamos olus v'shamim zishfar zechatos and Hashem ola and shlamim. These things are going to be extras. Therefore, you can learn at the drasha. They're going to learn to bring that Lashem lekecha is reference to things we have to bring to Hashem. Nadava, and even Hashem Lekecha, even Islam is included, where it's part of Kor Lekoyim, it's also part of the Drasha. Nadava is Kimashmo, a little implication of the word of Nadava is that the Harei Zukorban, as we mentioned, Harei Zukorban is going to teach you that you have a cry, that this animal has a cry to bring. If the animal gets lost, you'll no longer be Chayav, but that would be the Chiyuv, Asher Debarta, as you said. Elu kachir bet hakabayis. This is something you designate. You give money to the upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash. That's kedushas bet hakabayis. There's two definitions of when you give something to bet hakabayis. Can you do hekdeshos or damim and chirim? That's different types of things are going to be either karbanos or money. So that's over here giving the money to the Beis Hamikdash. Beficha to your mouth. So it's tzedakah. That's a reference to giving tzedakah. The Gemara is going to discuss this late. But the Gemara is going to discuss this a little bit. The Gemara says Amar Mars. We learn in a brisa. Motzvah sasecha zol mitzvah say dezol mitzvah say. So the Gemara says lamali. But Vesar Shama, Vesim Shama Nafki, you already learned it out from the Pasuk, which says you should come there and bring it to the Beis Hamikdash, you should bring it there, that's the Mitzvah Saseh, which we already said before, we quoted this as a drasha. So why don't you another Mitzvah Saseh? So the Gemara says, and also another question, Tishmar, we learn out from Tishmar, Zol Mitzvah Losaseh, that Tishmar says a Losaseh, Lamali, also I don't need that Pasuk either, so I don't need both of them. Losachar, Lushfoma Nafka, that comes out from the fact that it says you shall not delay in repaying it. So therefore, that there's another Isser, and now even a third question, Vasisa says, Asar Labezim Shiasucha Lamali, Miakrivosa Nakrivka, that we can force you to bring it, and the Pasuk says, Ilah Kabanam Nabaka Zachar Nakreveno, a Pasuk Miakrivosa, the Son of Hashem, Miakrivosa teaches you, we can force you to bring the Korbanos that you need to bring. So why do I need these Sukkim? And the Gemara says to send out as a raya that you're allowed to force someone to bring a korban. Yaakov also, you should bring it. Melamet Shekopin, so we force you to bring the korban. Yachol ba'korcho, we would have thought you can be force him even against his will. Tamalomar d'rtzono, that means it has to be out of his ratzon. So therefore, as it's teaching you that you have to bring it willingly. So how does that work though? We're allowed to force you, but you have to do it willingly. So which is it? So the Gemara says, Hakeit said, how does this work? How can we force you to do it and doing it willingly? Kopin us such a marosa, and you can keep forcing him, you can hit him, whatever it is, until he says he's willing to do it. This is very similar to a get. It would be the same thing by a person who's refusing, and the basin is established that he has a chiv to give the get. So then, we can force him to give the get. Halacha is, though, you can't give a get and force. You keep your makim until you say rotza ani. That's the Rambam has a Hasidic idea there. He quotes, really, that the etzem, the person's rotzon is always to do good. What's holding him back is like his yitzhara. So therefore, when you force him to do it, that's really you're showing what he really wants to do in his inside. What every Jew, the pinta liyad, the inside of every Jew, the heart of us, really wants us to do. That's our yitzhara is holding us back. Similar here. He says, Rotsani, and really, even though you had to hit him to get him to say that, but that's really what he wanted to do. Always wanted to do good. Now the Gemara says, Why do I need two psukim? Again, back to our question. We're asking, you need these two psukim. There's three drushes are all similarly extra in this pasuk that we're quoting now. So Gemara says, Chad to Amar Velu Afish. One pasuk referred to a case is where a person makes a neder and he didn't, and embrace it in a neder, he's going to make a korban, and he didn't designate which one yet. The Chad Ifish Velakrav, and one pasuk is where you designate the animal, but you didn't bring it as a korban yet. There's usually two stages of bringing a korban, right? First, a person designates a specific animal he's going to bring. The second one, he brings a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. I would have thought that the Isser is only when you have already done two stages, where you already established which animal you're going to use, and you designate a specific animal, and you're going to plan on bringing that to the Beis HaMikdash. If you don't have both of those stages, where you do the Hafrasha and be makriv, then I would have thought you didn't bring it up, then you wouldn't be shayach to the Isra yet. Utsricha, and I need both, because the Iyash mean an Amar v'lo Afrish, because if the Torah tells us you would, that the case where the Torah says where you say it, you declared that you want to bring a korban, you designated which one, so then I would have said they're going to be chayav only mishum de lokaim ledibure, because you didn't fulfill what you said. Aval Efrish v'lekra, but in a case where you designated and you didn't offer it yet, ema kolecha to us, you didn't bring the you didn't say that we're going to bring this specific korban, I would have said that he's not going to be chayav, because wherever the animal is, it's in the treasury of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whenever someone is makdish something, it automatically becomes hektish, or it becomes the proposition, the property of the Beis HaMikdash. That's then the Mar Kedusha talks about that hektish is kona even just by your dibur of making it hektish. So even though you didn't offer the korban yet, it's still considered in the jurisdiction of the hektish. I would have thought maybe you're not going to be chayav yet. Tzricha, therefore, another pasuk is needed to teach me their chayav for delaying to offer in this case. But if you tell me the case where a person designates it and is not makrav yet, then I would have thought it's only going to be chayav to kamashi le gabe, because he's keeping it in his possession. That's why it's chayav. Aval amar v'lo afrish. However, if a person agreed, he announced verbally that he's going to designate one and he didn't, I would have thought that he's not going to be chayav, because a declaration is just a verbal thing that he's saying that you don't actually do any ma'isa, then you would have thought you're not actually going to be chayav. Tzricha, therefore, you need the other pasuk to teach you're going to be chayav from the time that you made the declaration. You're going to be chayav in that circumstance. So the Gemara now says, wait a second, how could you say that there's a case where you're declaring that you're going to bring a korban and you didn't designate it? Because it says nedava. What's the difference? We said the main difference, Rabbi said, rather quote the Mishnah. What's the main difference between a neder and a nedava? We know that a neder is the chefta gar, we mentioned yesterday's daf, that when it comes to a neder, a person on himself is obligated to bring a korban. So it doesn't matter which korban he has a chiyuv to bring that shlama. It doesn't matter if that animal gets lost, you have a chiyuv to bring a shlama. It doesn't matter if it gets lost, you bring a different one. However, if you bring a nedava, is you're designating a specific animal, that is going to be the lachas of nedava, and if that animal gets lost, you would not have to bring it. As the Mishnah is about to proceed to tell us, Mishnah in Kinim, ezu neder. What is considered a neder? Omer arei alai ola. Someone who says that I'm going to bring an ola, so then that ola is going to be, that's just an example, you could bring any korban. Shlomo, mincha, any other korban would be that way as well. You're going to be chayav to bring that korban. Ve'ezun nedava, what's the case of nedava? Omer arei zo ola. You specifically designate this animal as a korban. So ma'am neder and nedava. And the Mishnah asks, what's the difference between a neder and nedava? What's the big nafkamina? Is neder mason nigda, the example we've been bringing the whole time. If it gets stolen or if it died, chayav rechrus, you're going to be responsible for replacing it because you accepted upon yourself to bring that korban. However, in a dava, since you only it's on the animal, so then you designate that animal meso nigam if it died on its own or stolen, eino chayav rechrus, you're not going to be responsible for it. So the Mishnah says clearly by definition that a neder is something that's on the gavra, it's on the guy, and a nedava is on the animal. So then how can you tell us the pasuk is talking about a person who made a neder but wasn't designating but he didn't designate which one? And the nedava by definition is designating which one you made. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava. So Rava says, Mishkachalik, find a case where you make a nedava that wasn't designated when you say, Kigon, De Amar Hare Ola Almanash Ani Chayav Ba'afriyusa. If a person specifically said that I'm bringing an Ola on condition that I'm not going to be responsible for it. So in that case, a person is even though he at the end of the day, he's not designated a specific animal, nevertheless it's called a nedava since it's similar to nedava that you're not responsible to replace it. That's what we're assuming over here. And generally, Lechora, though, there's a concept of Masna Mashakul B'Torah. Normally, when you make a neder and a neder, that's the tznais. But still, very interesting. You're making Harei al Ola. You're making a neder, but making a tznai of a neder with it. And that Lechora is going to work. That's very interesting. So the Gemara says that, therefore, we have an answer for that point. Now the Gemara continues with the Braisa B'Ficha Zut Tzedakah. With your mouth, it refers to giving tzedakah. Mamar's like giving charity, giving to poor people. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Utzedakah Mechayev Alel Altar. But in the case of tzedakah, you're chayiv even before any yom tov passes. You have to do it right away. My time. Why? Because tzedakah me'aniyim. Poor people are in front of you. They need, and you can't delay giving tzedakah. So you're going to be bound both by the assay and the los assay to pay immediately to poor people who are around. So that's very interesting. That it's only lefor that this is qualified though. But this is something that I don't know people are very familiar with. The mamish, when you make a neder, it's like to be very careful when you do that because you have to give it right away. The isra is qualified that only when you designate it without any tznai and you're going to bring it to any aniyim that need it because any aniyim will need it. But however, if you set aside money and you make a tznai, you say that I'm designated that as they come, I'm going to give it to them. Then you could give it to them as you see fit, generally each day, whatever it's going to be. Similarly, also if you said I'm going to give X amount of money in Kislev. So you obviously don't have to give in Kislev. You don't have to give it right away. You can give a time frame for your money. And similarly, if a person makes a pledge to give to tzedakah, so the Rishonim point out also there that you would be able to that as long as the person who's in charge of the tzedakah fund knows that you made the pledge and they know they can ask you whenever they want. So then you wouldn't have a chiyuv to bring it. But once they tell you that they want the money now that you pledged and you didn't set a time frame with them, then you mamish would have a chiyuv to give it right away. So there's a lot of complicated din with tzedakah. You should be careful when you make another for tzedakah to make sure that you have the money on hand to be able to give it when you want. Unless again you specify that you're not going, you should make whenever you do tzedakah, always very kedai to say bli neder, because you want to get involved with any shilas of the neder for neder tzedakah at all. But either way, that still it's something that you should be aware of, that there are time limits that when the mitzvahs kick in that you should try to give it right away. Now the Gemara says, pshita, that's obvious that you'd have to give it to the name right away. So the Gemara says, Madre, same, Kevan, Devaina, Anu, Karbanos, Kasiva, that the pasuk is talking about delaying is written in the context of Karbanos. So then I would have thought, Adavri, Shal, Shagam, I thought you'd have three regalim, Karbanos, similar to Mamash, similar to Karbanos. Hamashman, the Rabbis that you're teaching you, Hasan, Utalin, Rahman, Abra, Galim. Only there, in the case of Karbanos, delaying is only for the three regalim. However, Abal Hacha, low. Over here, when it comes to giving tzedakah, to giving charity, you have a chiyav to give it right away, to Hashrikhinemi, because there are poor people, and you need to give the tzedakah right away. The kasha is, wait a second. We pointed out that Braisa before listed tzedakah amongst the things that have the time frame of the Shalosh Regalim. So how can Rabbah tell us they're going to be chayav immediately? So that's a big shayla. We had the Gemara before, Mahamish and Daftal said this. The Gemara says, so the Rishonim answer differently. Some Rishonim want to explain, but Tosos over there, they want to say that Rabbah from the Braisa refers to a different case over there. Rabbah means to say where people are available to who you could give the money to, and therefore you have to give it immediately. The Braisa is talking about a case where there's no people around, in which case you would have the Shalosh Regalim, you don't have immediate people right now. So that's the answer of Toysos. Other Rishonim have a different answer. They say that maybe the Braisa is talking about a case of Shalosh Regalim, they're only talking about the Kiruv of Tzedakah, things similar to Tzedakah, like you designate a donation to the Beis HaMikdash, that would be Shayach to when you have the Shalosh Regalim. But in a Chami, Avadah, when it comes to regular Tzedakah, regular money which is giving to poor people, that Rava is teaching you, Avadah, you make a pledge to Tzedakah, you have to give that Tzedakah money right away. Only if, again, they also include that poor people are around. If poor people are not around, then you'd only need to set the money to the side and then give it to them when they are when they come, and then I would also be yotze. So that's what we're learning out, that again, the case of Korbanos is fundamentally different to the case of the poor people. So the tzedakah that you're giving to poor people. Okay, those are two answers, and they're showing him how to explain this Gemara with the previous Gemara in Daf Dalet. Now the Gemara teaches another Hamar Rava. As soon as one chag passes, and you then over me'aseh, you're going to be violating the iser aseh. Uvasa shama beisim shama teaches you. That's what we learned on the Gemara on Dalet Amud Beis. That was coming out. We learned from there that there's a mitzvah, there's a chiyuv mitzvah to bring out. That's what the Chachamim did with that pasuk. Uvasa shama beisim shama. That was actually coming from Rava over here. That's what the Rishonim point out, that the Gemara made the assumption was based on Rava's limit over here. That's where learned Vaisim Sham Visham, the Vachia of Mitzvah Saseh, to bring it within the first Chag, to bring the Korbanos that you agreed to bring. Now the Gemara has a kasha, though, Meisive, we have a question from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hey, Rabbi Shuba, Rabbi Papayas, Avlad Shlomim Shikar Shlomim, an offspring of a Shlomim, that it should be brought as a Korban of Shlomim. So if the animal is pregnant and it was designated and became pregnant afterwards, either way, and it gives birth, then the Vlad of a Shlomim becomes a Shlomim. And Rabbi Papayas continued, and he said, Ani Mei Chesilon, a part of Shlomim, once we had a cow of a shlamim, v'achlan Pesach, we ate on Pesach, v'achlan v'lad shlamim v'chag, and then we ate the offspring on Sukkot. Wait a second, what's in between Sukkot and Pesach and Sukkot, as I say rather, is Shavuos. So yet bishlam and Pesach, lo akrivu, and I understand why they didn't bring on the offspring on Pesach, ema de mechuzer zman havei, it's still considered premature, it was less than 8 days old, and then you're not only allowed to bring a korban, right, you're only allowed to bring it from the 8th day onward. The first 7 days, it's considered mechuzer zman, so maybe it was born right before Pesach. How could they have delayed bringing the korban onto Shavuos and violate the Isra Aseh? Meaning, how did they not bring it on Shavuos? How did they wait till Sukkot to bring it? According to Rava, they shouldn't have waited until Sukkot. They should have brought it right away on Shavuos. So the Gemara answers, Amar Azvid Mishmeid Rava. Okay, go on, turning on the next time. But now, Shahaya Chole Bateres. I'm on a case with the cow. A cow's offspring was sick. If a sick animal is going to be puzzled for, based on the Mishnah Bechoros, and therefore, the owner didn't have a chiv to bring it. That's one answer. Some want to say, no, who was sick? It just says sick. Maybe the owner was sick. The owner was sick. He's pater, he's onus, and he's not able to bring it. So that's the owner was unable to bring the korban, and he's not going to be chayav for bringing it because onus faras rona patre, the person wasn't able to bring it. You're not able to come to the Beis Hamikdash, then you would not be considered, chayav for this iser. So where's the different answer? Vashi amar, my va'achlenu, vladash shlomim bechag. What does it mean that we said, which we said in Tiktani, that we mentioned in the Brisa, that we ate the offspring of the shlomim on the chag, on Sukkot? Chag, it didn't mean usually chag, it usually means chag stam, usually means Sukkot. That's what the implication was. That's where the whole question was coming from. But here, the Gemara says, no, Chag HaShavuos is referenced specifically to Shavuos. Usually, in a Chanami, it means Sukkot. Here, it does not mean Sukkot, it means Chag. V'idach. And what is it we learning out from the other Amora? Kolhecha de Tane Pesach, Tane Atzeres. Wherever a Tana says the name of Pesach, he would also say Atzeres and not Chag. Whenever it's in the context of Shavuos, he would tell you the Atzeres. So therefore, that's a good point. Why does it say that? That's not usually the general context, which we mentioned, the din over here. Hey, now the Gemara continues. Gemara says, "V'amar Rava." Rava also said, when it comes to the issue, the iser of delaying the neder and bal ta'achar, keman shuvelav shalosh regalim. Once three chagim have passed, bechol yom bayom over bal ta'achar. Each day you're going to be chayav for violating the iser of bal ta'achar. Every day is going to be a new iser. The Rishonim point out, the Meiri just asked the question, wait a second, it's not shaykh to have korbanos at night. So he says in a Harami that the iser is inapplicable at night. So therefore, every new morning is now a new Isser, which are over the Isser of Baal Ta'acher. With regards to the mitzvah saseh, Rava said that you are going to be chayev, whereas with regard to the Isser, he says you're chayev every single day. So we see that when it comes to the Isser, each day is going to be a new Isser, as opposed to the Isser saseh, might not be necessarily what Rava was discussing yet. So Gemara now says, Mesive, we have a question from the Braisa. The Braisa tells us, Echad Bechor Vechad Kol HaKochim, whether it's a Bechor or any of the other Kochim, Kevan Shavrolem Shana Below Regalim, if you have a whole year without three chagim, how could you have a whole year, which generally assumed 365 days of chagim? The Gemara is going to get into this, figure this out, what the statement means. Regalim below shana, or if you have 3 years without a year, that's more common. You can understand that. That's right. Let's say you do it right before Pesach, and then right before Pesach, then you have Pesach Shavuos. So I guess it's only about 7 months. You'll be over Baal Ta'acher. You'll still be over the Isser of Baal Ta'acher. So over here, according to this Mandamar, that you're going to be subject to either three regalim or an entire 365 days, you would always be chayav. So Gemara asks, V'hai, my tiyufta, why is this brace of Akasha and Rava? So why is this a question? The Gemara says, Amarav Kana, this is why, man, de kamosif, shapir kamosif, if you ask the question, and Rav, it's taka, good point from this brisa, it's a good question. Why? Because, michti, let's analyze this for a second. Tana, alvoi kamehade, the Tana is looking for all the isurim that are in regards to making a nether, and the isur, he says the isur is only after 365 days, 350 days, and not necessarily the Shalosh Regalim. So the Gemara says, Litni b'cholim over Baal Ta'achar. So if the Rav is correct, the Tana should also tell us the Chiddush, very big Chiddush, they're going to be chayav every single time for Baal Ta'achar, each and every day. It's mentioning when 365 days, it says you're mentioning over the Shalosh Regalim, you're going to mention to them today. Also, once it's over, you're over every single day. So the Gemara says, V'idach and Rav would just respond, Tana like boy belav kamada. No, the Tana is just trying to figure out when are you chayev. It doesn't say belav yaseira lo kamada. It's not telling you that now once you're chayev, you're going to be chayev every single day. It's just telling you at what point do you become chayev in the Isra, according to Rav. That is, I become chayev in the Isra either according to the first option is even after 365 days, or according to the second option, even during the Shalosh Regalim. So therefore, it's not mentioning when that every new day. There's chiddush every new day, even though this Tana would agree. Every new day you're chayev in the lav, but it's just telling you the minimum when you become chayav in it. Fine, that's what Rava would answer. Now the Gemara says, Goof, let's go back to what we just said before. Echad b'chor v'echad kol ha'kachim. And when it comes to b'chor or any other kachim that you're going to be makriv, kevan shevelem shana below regalim, if you have a year without three chagim, regalim below shana, or three shalosh regalim without it being a full year, overall, techem, both those circumstances, you're going to be violent Isra of not delaying, bringing the korban that you promised to Hashem. The Gemara says, b'shlam regalim below shana mishkachas. So now I understand what we just mentioned, that you have the shalosh regalim without a year. It's very pashut. that we just mentioned, if you do it right before Pesach and then end off by Sukkot, it's going to be like 7 months. Ela shana below regalim, hechem ishkachas. How do you have a year without shalosh regalim? Even if you made it, the neder, Tosafot point this out, even if you made the neder during the actual chag itself, so the year is not going to end before the next shalosh regalim. Let's say you make the neder on Pesach. So then the remainder of that Pesach is going to bind with the next Pesach to be part of the complete Chag. The year after is going to be already. You're going to have Shalosh Regalim. It's going to be less than a year. So the Gemara says, "Now Hani Chalaman de Islay Kesidra." Now, according to the one who says that you need all of the Chagim in their sequence, so then I understand. Mishkachal, you could find a case where you have a year without the Shalosh Regalim. Like if you make your, let's say for example, you make your in Chanalang's example, if you make your neder in Iyar, so when the year ends next year, you're going to have Shalosh Regalim not have necessarily passed in order because you have to have Pesach first. Pesach Shavuot. So you don't have that, you need a complete year. So according to this, the Bryce is telling us that the Isser is taking effect after a year, even though Shal Shagalim have not yet passed in sequence. So that's what the Tana is understanding, that we'd agree with the Rav Shimon to this understanding, that the Shal Shagalim, you need to be in sequence. However, he's saying that an additional Isser, that not just like I agree with Rav Shimon that you need the order of the three, the Shal Shagalim, but I also agree that if it's 367 days, you'd also be chayav in the Isser of Baal Ta'acher. However, the man delays like decision, but according to one who says that the Shal Shagalim, it could be the same thing as, let's say, Sukkot. Pesach Shavuos, that it would also be over Baal Ta'acher. So, Heichi Mishkachle, how do you find a case where you have a year without the Shalosh Regalim? So now the Gemara is going to have an answer that we'll have three potential answers. The Gemara says, Bishlam of the Rebbe, we could give an answer according to Rebbe, because Rebbe says, Mishkachle, Bishanam Uberes. The Rebbe would say that in a leap year it would be good. Normally, generally with the lunar cycle, we follow the lunar cycle. I'm not fully about to see in a moment, because lunar cycle, the month lasts 29 and a half days. So you have a 12-month lunar cycle is going to lead to 354 days on most years. That's usually what the general rule is, 354 days. Now we know that a solar year is 365 days. So you're missing 11 days from every year. So normally that wouldn't be any problem. That's actually what the Arabs are on, fully the Muslims. Go to, or I believe, are on a fully lunar schedule, which is why Ramadan can come out every day. It's going to come out 11 days earlier. So after 10 years, you're going to have it, you're going to be a lot, it can be 4 or 5 months earlier. It's going to be a whole different to be in the winter than be in the summer after a while. So that theoretically wouldn't be an issue, except for the fact that Pesach needs to be in Chag Aviv and Sukkot needs to be Chag Asif. So that means that Pesach needs to be in the actual astronomical, the time that would be in spring. So the springtime has the vernal equinox. That's going to be when that sun's relationship to the earth, so that would be need to be in Chag Aviv. So that's why we established that it's going to be a leap year. So now when Shana Me'uberes, they would make a leap year in order that every third year, if you do the math, Be'erach, because that means every 11 days, Be'erach is going to be 30 days, is lead you the extra time that you'll have from the summer, the solar to the lunar year. So now, according to Rebbe, you can have this situation in a leap year. How? The Brice is teaching Shana Tamima. This halacha has nothing to do with the halachas of what we're mentioning before about Nadarim, but rather it has to do with that with the halachas of Batar Echoma. The halacha of Batar Echoma is that you have a house in a walled city and you sell the house. So the house of the walled city has a special halacha based in the Torah and Pesukim Vayikra and Sefer Vayikra talk about this, that the ikar is that the person sells it and you have the right to be poda it, the right to redeem it only in the first year after the sale. If you fail to redeem it within the first year, the house becomes the permanent property of the person who bought it and would not go back to the person who sold it at the Yovel. That's the Chiddush of Batar Echoma. So now, when is this year calculated? Rabbi Omer, Mone Sholshbot Vashishim Vachamisha Yom, Kiminin Echos Nechama, that you go after the solar year for these purposes. According to Rabbi, the year is counted with a solar calendar, regardless of whether the lunar calendar is going to be less, or sometimes you're going to potentially have Shaman Timima is going to be a full solar year, or it doesn't matter if it's going to be leap year. Whereas the Chachamim said that you count 12 months, it doesn't matter. So then if it's, let's say you sold it, if you sold it, it's going to be for you. Rashi gives the example where you sold it on the 15th of Nisan, the first day of Pesach, so you would have until the 15th of Nisan the following year to redeem it. Now normally, if you add an other, like we have this year, we're going to have a leap year, so you're adding a whole extra 30 days, so that's going to be more than 365 days. You're going to come out with you're going to add 30 more days to 354, so then you're going to have 384 as opposed to 365. So you're going to have an extra 20 days or so from the lunar calendar that year. That's what we have this year. The lunar calendar is going to be longer this year because of a leap year. So at the end of the day, so the Chachamim are giving you a whole extra nisar below. They're going to have an extra time for the seller to be able to redeem his sale, and you'd have a whole extra 20 days to be able to be podet. Mishkachas lel Rebbe. So now, according to Rebbe, a year without shalosh regalim, you could have, according to Rebbe, the akashay basar chagamatzos, where you make the designate the animal as hektish after Pesach, dechimata shilhi adar basrai. So then when at the end of the year the last adar comes out, shana mal regalim lamala, the year is complete, meaning there's more than 365 days of that year. However, at the end of the day, you do not have the full year of the Chachamim that you would require till get to the 15th of Nisan, and therefore you would have it. But according to the Rabbanan, how do you have this? Now again, according to Rebbe, so at this point, the Gemara is Agav, let's just first give the answer, and then we'll ask the question, that according to Rebbe, what comes out is that even if you make it after Pesach, we just pointed out that you would still have Shalosh Regalim without coming in more than 365 days, and that's considered halachic year for certain purposes. So you have more than 365 days where you don't have the Shalosh Regalim. That we found it according to Rebbe. Rashi is bothered by the Ba'etzem that the Gemara says that you make the Neder after Pesach, and then the year ends when the last of Adar comes out. Doesn't exactly 100% right, because if you do 365 and 364, so therefore then you're going to have, if you add in on the 22nd of Nisan of Pesach, which is when the calendar day is going to end, the end of Pesach, so then what's going to happen is that you're going to extend a few days into Nisan, the difference between the 2 days. So between the 2 years, the Gemara says that it's the end of Adar, so that's the Shaila over here. So Rashi understands, Basar Pesach may actually mean after Pesach begins, and it wouldn't necessarily be on the 22nd, maybe it's like the second day of Pesach, which would be the end of Adar. Also, Rashi just says the other explanation is that when it said the end of Adar, it really meant the end of Adar kind of continuing into Nisan. Either way, that's what the Gemara is mentioning over here. But since the Rabbanan defined a year as including, in this example, of all 13 lunar months, so then how would it, you have that? You'd have the three chagim passing without with. How could you have it that you have a year pass rather without the shalosh regalim? So the Gemara says, "Kiditana Rav Shemaya." Give another answer. Etzeres pa'amim chamisha. Sometimes the halacha of Shavuos, Atzeres in the Gemara is always referring to Shavuos, is going to be, sometimes it's going to be on the 5th of Sivan, sometimes Pa'amim Shisha, sometimes it'll be on the 6th of Sivan. It doesn't give us, it's a fascinating thing, the Torah of all times, the day Matan Torah Sinai, you would have thought the Zman Matan Torah Sinai would be the day that we definitely know when it happened. When Hashem gave us the Torah, it's still Machlug HaSarayom, between Rabbi Yossi and Chachamim, how do we pass it? Even a Shaila, everyone wants to turn to Hashem to Shinagol, it's a whole Shaila. We're not exactly sure, is it Vav Sivan or Zion Sivan, the day that we got the Torah. So the Shemini Atzeres, the Shavuos can fall out sometimes on the 5th of Nisan, Pamishi sometimes it will fall out on the 6th of Nisan, because the Torah just says you count 50 days, 49 days into the 50th day, and then that day is Shavuos. Pa'amim, Shiva, sometimes it could be the 7th of Nisan. How could it be? Shnein, Malayin, Chamisha. If both the month of Nisan and Iyar are going to be full months, each of them are going to have 30 days. We know that each of the months, because it's 29 and a half days, is the time of the lunar cycle, so it can't be a half day. So rather, either day 29 or day 30th is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So it depends on these months of Nisan and Iyar. If they're both going to be Malay, then it's going to come out is that the 5th of Sivan is going to be the day which Shavuos will fall out on. I remember that Chonim asked, I remember the Teretz, that how could you say Zman Matan Torah Seinu if I'll be this halacha, which is correct, that it could sometimes, I'll be the way it comes out in our schedule, we always make sure that it'll come out on Vav Sivan. But if you hold that the Torah is going on Vav Sivan, how could you say on Hey Sivan and Zion Sivan, Zman Matan Torah Seinu? Of course, that's what they would still say they're davening. How could that be if sometimes it could fall on Hey or Zion? That's a Shaila. I remember the Teretz. Maybe this Shaya have to be part of Shavuos Megbala, and the day after is also Shaya have to be part of the Zman Matan Torah Seinu. It's Kufa of the Zman Matan Torah Seinu. I don't remember exactly, but of course, we're bothered by this question. But either way, so then it could fall on the 5th. Shneim chaserim shiva. So if both of them are going to be chaser, then it can end up falling out on the 7th because you're missing the 2 days. It'll come out 2 days later. Echad malav echad chaser. And usually, this I think always ends up with us is that one of them is going to be chaser, one's going to be malav, and the 6th of Sivan will always be the date of Shavuos. So now, what comes out is that we see from here, Rashi just fills it in, that if a year when Shavuos is falling out on the 5th of Sivan, a person made a neder on the 6th of Sivan, the next year Shavuos fell out on the 7th, it'll come out that the 6th, that you'll have more than 365 days before the next Shavuos, and the year would be over at the end of Shalosh Regalim, after Shalosh Regalim, so then you'd have nafkamina between the year and the Shalosh Regalim. You'd have a full year without the Shalosh Regalim because you'd have 365 days coming before the next Shavuos, then you'd have a nafkamina. So therefore, the Gemara gives the next example that we have Rav Shemaya. Now the Gemara points out that Rav Shemaya is a machlokas. Man Tana Paligal Rav Shemaya. We have a Tana that disagrees with Rav Shemaya. The Tana Kama, the Braisa, doesn't mention anything with the year being over the Isra Bal Ta'achar. So the Gemara is assuming l'chora that someone disagrees with this. The Gemara says, you're right. Who is it? Achirim, that's the Achirim. Achirim in the Braisa we quoted before in Hamad Beis. The Tana of the Achirim tell us, Achirim Omrim, they say, Ein ben atzeres la atzeres. There's no difference between one Shavuos and the next year Shavuos, the year, 1 year and the next year. Ein ben Rosh Hashanah. So same thing with Rosh Hashanah. El Arba Yamin Bilvad. Rather, only four days are going to be different, because if you divide the days, if 1 year falls on a Sunday, next year is going to fall 4 days, it's going to be on a Thursday, because a regular lunar year is 354 days. If you have 354 days and you divide it by 7, your remainder will be 4. So it's always going to be 4 days later. So that's the truth. That holds true by Shavuos. So Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. Why Dafka is a pick Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah? That's maybe a raya for the Shlah that says that there's a Mechina Shavuos are also judged. You're judged for the Peros. The Gemara says you're judged for the Peros, which Shlah understands means that even your Torah, your Talmud Torah is the Peros. You're judged for your Peros, and just like you're judged in Rosh Hashanah, there's equally just important, but an extremely important judgment that you have on your Shavuos for your Torah learning of the whole year. Okay, either way, it's very interesting that the Gemara compares Dafka Shavuos Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. El Arba'im Bilvad Ve'im Ayis Hashanah Me'ubaras Chamishan. If it's a leap year, it would be 5. So this Tana is understanding that the extra month added in a leap year is always going to be chaser, 29 days, and therefore 29 is going to be one more than you'll add, one more multiple of 7, you'll get to 5, and therefore in a leap year, it'll be 5 days later. So we see that according to the Acherim, the months always follow the same pattern of full and chaser, whether they're full and they're male or they're chaser, is going to be, in the two consecutive months of Nisan are always going to be one full and one is going to be less, one's going to be chaser, one's going to be male. In which case, according to the Acherim, Shavuos will always fall on the 6th of Sivan, and it doesn't matter how that would be. So therefore, that's what we come out with according to the Gemara. Now, Gemara's asked, Bayer Abzira, you know, Bezrashim will pick up with Bayer Abzira in tomorrow's daf.